This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
McKinney. Another promise is kept by Mr. Trump, President Trump. Christian Saucier has been given a pardon, as well as he deserved it. You know, what he did was, I'm not going to take the whole time, we'll probably talk about it a little bit with Xander. He's going to join me after the break as well. But, you know, you talk about this stuff. And, you know, everybody was upset with the president. He said he was going to do this. He said he was going to do that. He didn't do it. You know what? Give it time. Now, part of it may be because, you know, recently there was a big deal made about it. But I'd like to believe, I'm feeling like that the president just needs to work somebody. I think the president got a lot of people around him that aren't giving him proper information, aren't giving him proper advice, aren't giving him proper leadership and guidance. But that's just me. I'm not the sharpest guy in the room. Smartest guy. Yes, as some of you see, I'm still on the back end of my stuff. But it's okay. I'll work it out. I usually do. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do, you know, look at, feel free to hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can also, you know, head over to, what is that thing? Facebook. Facebook just gives me heartburn. Head over to Facebook, because you're going to find a whole room there where people are talking and chatting and doing their thing. A lot smarter than I am. You know, I'm amazed at the people that still, you know as well as I do, they're not going to give President Trump credit for this. Right? Credit for what's going on. Credit for, what's going on in North Korea. You know, you talk about the promises kept by Trump. You got another one where remember the brother of the slain Border Patrol agent opening his mouth and he is so excited that President Trump has agreed to release the papers on Fast and Furious, which I hope will drive ex-President Oblamo and Eric Holder out of here fast and furiously. You know what I mean? You know, the guts, I know, I'm all over the place because I'm irritated about all this stuff. Two more promises kept by the president. Right? And then, what did we hear today? There were 313,000 new jobs created. That's the most amount since 2016. The Dow was up over 400 points today. Right? And what's mainstream media talking about? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Think about this. What are they talking about? The president. And get close to the speaker. I want to make sure you don't miss this. The president may have had a consensual sexual affair with a porn star. That's right. That's so much more important than all these other things. God, these people get sicker by the moment. And I mean sicker by the moment. I don't know if you heard that the local newspaper, one that actually supported Elizabeth Warren, or Pocahontas as she's become known, they're pushing her to take a spit test to settle the Native American heritage claim once and for all. Right? I mean, seriously. She's been claiming this forever. It's really simple to deal with it. But she's not interested in doing that. I'll bet you she won't go anywhere near it. Seriously. If you were her and you were lying, would you go anywhere near it? So the Massachusetts newspaper is calling on Senator Elizabeth Warren to take a DNA test to resolve once and for all whether she has any Native American in her at all, in the least. Warren's never provided any documentation that she's a Native American, instead pointing to family stories passed down. Yes, I have family stories passed down that said I was the royalty to the, I don't know, Russian czar or something, right? So where's my money? I should go there and tell them that. And she never provided anything else. President Trump infamously kept dubbing her Pocahontas and accused her of falsely claiming Native American heritage. Some speculate that the controversy could be damaging to Warren if she runs for president in 2020, which I'm sure she will. Think about it. The best of the brightest for the Democrats are all old white folks. But yet, they're the party of diversity. Apparently, we're using different dictionaries. What's that? Video? I was busy. But seriously, I mean, when you think about all that stuff that's going on, and you think about where the Dems are being caught now, all over the place. Right? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb will join me after the break. I'm sure he has a lot to say about the Saucier issue. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Always a pleasure to have you with me again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Support the show. Head over to the website. You want to click on the little, Patreon, where you're allowed to become one of my pips, one of my politically incorrect posse. That's right. And you help support the show. Give up a cup of coffee a month. One cup, well, if you go to a real cheap place, it might be two or three cups. But if you go to the regular place that everybody else goes to, it, believe me, it'll be one cup of coffee. And anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. But guess who we have with us? Xander Gibb joins us as he does every week. Always a pleasure to have him on with me. And Xander, how are we doing today?
I am wonderful. I'm ecstatic today, actually. Ecstatic. I got the best news, today.
You can't use words I can't spell. You know that.
Okay, well, I'm feeling fab then. Can you spell that?
Yeah, to keep it in three letters, we'll be doing well. Yeah, and what are you so excited about, I wonder, pray tell?
Well, I'm sure you can guess, but, I've been supporting a family from Vermont for the past over a year, with regards to the fact that the husband of the family was quite wrongly incarcerated for taking 6 selfies on a submarine. You know, President Trump has talked about this guy. You know, he did a year in jail, came out with an ankle monitor, and all of this, and Donald Trump shot the heckity out of everybody today and pardoned to this guy. So I know you listen to the show, the Donald listens to the show, so big thumbs up to President Trump for issuing this pardon. Now all we need is a special prosecutor to put Hillary in jail, and I can die a happy man.
Yeah, you know what? With everything you said, there's so much more to it than that. Christian took pictures on an old style flip phone, right?
Yep.
And he was taking pictures of himself. And I guess the phone. Now I'm probably going to screw it up because that's what I'm good at. But he took pictures of himself and ended up. I don't know if he threw it away or his girlfriend threw it away. Somebody threw it away. Ended up in the trash.
Yep.
It was an old phone anyhow, and the pictures were still on there. And somehow his girlfriend got a hold of the phone, turned it into the FBI, and they came and locked him up. I'm sorry. You know what? And what did Hillary do again?
She bleached 33,000 emails. And it was even a lot more simple than that. You know, he never tried to disseminate the information. And those pictures were not even classified as top secret or anything like that. But obviously, this case was politicized at the time. Because when this all kind of came to light, you know, the DOJ had to make an example of somebody, and they did that with Christian Saussure, and his the prosecutor was appointed by Barack Obama, interestingly enough. So it was all just very circular. But I'm glad that there is a happy ending to this. Because, you know, quite often, Joe, as radio talk show hosts, we support cases and when they come to fruition, there's a real sense of achievement from it. And I've been getting messages from people all day saying, thanks for everything I did. You know, all I did was make people aware. You know, I used my platform and made sure the people are aware of this injustice.
Right.
And thankfully, this guy is home with his family. He's got no criminal record. And hopefully he'll get his benefits back, you know?
Yep.
He served our country.
He did. He served our country. He did it. He did it well. And just a stupid little mistake and a vendetta by an ex-wife, just not, or girlfriend or whatever she was. Not cool, not right. You and I both agree with that.
Yep.
But, you know, another promise kept, which would be making mainstream media crazy, he's agreed to release the Fast and Furious papers, which should be making Eric Holder and Oblamo very nervous at this particular point in time. You know, it's promise kept after promise kept after promise kept. And guess what the news of the day is? It is that he may, President Trump, you ready for this? You're sitting down. You're not driving, right?
No.
President Trump may have had a consensual sexual affair with a porn star.
Who cares? You know, I said to you off the air, Joe, if he didn't do this during his White House tenure, it's not my, God is his judge before he became the president. And while he is the president, I will comment on what he does during that time. If it was last week or if it was in the last year, then I kind of want to know about it. But I don't. You know, let him get on with running the country. Let him do his job. And let's stop with the ridiculous stories that are – I mean, let's face it, because it's just more free pizza. Oh, look over here. Let's talk trash about President Trump, and in order to highlight how wonderful President Obama wasn't, And to me, it's just, it's boring.
I don't know.
Let's move on.
I don't remember the guys' names, but the guys who do the Morning Joe show, which is not this show, people. Anyway, the Morning Joe show, you know, this morning, they were talking about that whole announcement from North Korea last night was only there to draw attention away from the porn star.
Yeah.
You people.
Stormy weather.
They can't stop. They can't help. I don't want to say they can't help themselves, but they can't stop. It's like, we got to find something on this guy. Got to find something somewhere. Look at Adam Schiff. I mean, this guy, he's digging the bottom of the barrel so much, he's coming up with wood splinters trying to find something to put Russia and President Trump together. And we still have Bupkis.
Well, there was a point that I thought that they would stop doing this and just, you know, because let's face it, it's all about his performance. And if he's putting more money in people's pockets, and we're not at war and we're not being attacked, you know, he's obviously doing something right. I know we're going to talk about, you know, the little fat Korean guy later on. I'm not talking about the guy that brings you your Mushu. But, you know, ultimately, I thought that they would stop doing this. And running him down, but I think that he's got, you know, another 7 years of this. But surely, after the first 4 years, when we see that he's done a magnificent job, regardless of what he's tweeted or what he's said or what we've disagreed with, if on the whole he's done a good job, isn't it time for liberals and celebrities to shut the hell up?
Well, you and I would say yes. They would say, no, they have a right to speak. They're going to keep the pressure on. They're going to keep this guy on. You know, it's like, are you serious? Are you guys serious? You know, it's kind of like, look what he's done in North Korea. You made fun of him in North Korea, but yet he was able to keep the pressure on. And even the South Korean security, well, we'll talk about more of this inside the break, but even the South Korean security minister said it was because of Trump's consistent high-pressure campaign that made this happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Dana Gibb will join us again after the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Hold on. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can do a gazillion and three things. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. And let's bring Xander Gibb on, because I always enjoy when he's on with me. And Xander, thanks for being with me today.
It's always a pleasure, Joe.
So, I don't know. I blew it yesterday. I missed that whole International Women's Day thing, you know? But part of it was I was confused because I didn't know if I was supposed to give, kudos to only international women or I'm so confused.
Yeah, I want to know when it's International Gay Conservative Talk Show Host Day. So I can have a day off and, you know, a glass of wine or whatever. But aren't we beyond these things? It's kind of like, you know, and please don't send your emails to me or Joe. So even like things like Black History Month, aren't these things a little outdated? I mean, no disrespect, Tammy, I love you to pieces, but do we need International Women's Day anymore?
No.
Well, I have a different reason why I think we don't need it. You know, this is one of those times where I agree with the gender neutral crowd. I mean, if you gotta pick a side, and if there is no side, if it's gender neutrality, then shouldn't we have International Humans Day or something?
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah, I was worried what direction you were going there. I'm siding with those gender neutrals. I mean, is that possible? Because even when you agree with them, they find a reason to disagree with you.
No,
which is concerning.
My people would come find me and hang me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But isn't it, don't you find it kind of, I actually found it amusing as I'm driving down the road today and I'm listening to these people talk about International Women's Day and I'm saying, look, even the rabid left is confused. I mean, do we have women or don't we? Is it gender neutrality? Is it, you know, because a lot of people don't care. that you want to be called a woman or a man. They truly want gender neutrality. They don't care what you think.
But isn't it part of this globalist perspective? I mean, because, you know, they're going to have this. It's like these sci-fi movies where everybody has the same haircut and they're all wearing the same clothes. You know, isn't that the direction that the Democratic Party is going in? You know, we're all going to end up having to wear the same wig as what's her name, Maxine Waters. I mean, it's just going that way.
Okay, send him your emails. Just because you've got a James Brown wig on, you shouldn't make fun of her.
No, because she feels good.
I don't even think she knows what she feels. I'm not so sure.
No.
Is she still a sentient being? I'm not so sure. I've heard her talk.
No, in fairness, she does know what she feels because she's paid well enough for doing it. And when she's not, she just tweaks the local ordinances so her husband can make more money. Let's face it.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, I always get a kick out of this. I really do. I get a kick out of the double standards. I get a kick out of the confusion. I was watching this woman on Tucker Carlson tonight. I don't know if you've ever seen her. She's the lady, like, with the overblown eyes. I mean, her eyes just look gigantic. She always looks like she's ready just to, like, they're ready to pop out of her face. But
yeah,
she wants man removed from everything, okay? She doesn't want a reference to man on anything. And she also said when they were talking about violent men, the only way to reduce violent men is, you know, you got to get rid of the word man. She went down this, like, crazy road. And so Tucker says to her, well, what about women? Women can be violent. Women can be nasty, too. And she goes, not in this context, they can't be. Women don't do this kind of stuff. Like, wow.
Don't they?
Wow.
Where does she live?
I
Oregon?
No, I mean, you talk about what was the one of the sexy ladies of the 80s? She was on Melrose Place, and she was on T.J. Hooker. What was her name? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay?
I can't think of her name.
The police just went to her house for like the 19th time for domestic abuse. And let me tell you what, she wasn't the one with the black eye.
No. No, but this is equality for you, Joe, you know. But, you know, there are more battered husbands out there. And, you know, I'm not making light of this, but there are more battered husbands out there than you would actually know, because most men would not go to the police and say, my wife beat me up, because they're afraid to do so, you know?
Well, if you looked at the lists that were out all over the place for the 50 most influential international women, they were more pop stars and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, which I just... Cecile Richards, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just amazed.
Isn't she the Murder, Inc. lady?
Yes. Cecile
Richards.
Yeah.
Thank you, Albert. Albert just told us it was Heather Locklear. That's who
there you go.
To think
See?
Of.
We have a few smart people in the chat room.
We do.
Wonderful. Smarter than you and I, apparently. But
anyway. For sure.
Or they watch more TV than we do. I don't know which. So
probably both.
I'm going to leave it alone. But anyway... God forbid, and tell me what you think of this. God forbid they didn't use people like Harriet Tubman, right?
Right.
How about Susan B. Anthony? I mean, there's a good one. And let's not forget Margaret Thatcher. Can't have that one, though, right?
No.
I mean,
fabulous Margaret Thatcher.
Why doesn't the left look up to Golda Meir? Right? Nikki Haley. There's a strong woman. How about Condoleezza Rice? Here's a black woman who's just... a phenomenal woman, right?
But don't you find it really interesting that the left has this ideology that, you know, we're all racist? You know, you just mentioned two women of color. I mean, Nikki Haley is Indian in origin, or her family or her parents are.
She's Sikh.
And
yeah.
Condoleezza Rice is obviously. See, I never know what to say. I don't know if I'm allowed to say black anymore or African American. She's one of those things.
Tell them to go pound rice. But you're right. I didn't even notice that. But you're right. You know, they have some great African American women. Why weren't they messaged? Why aren't they held up? Why are they holding up, you know, Hillary, which is, you know, getting her way to die? She really Murder, Inc. there. And Kamala Harris, boy, I got a lot to say about her, but I don't want to get beat up. But you see what I'm saying? I mean,
Talking of getting beat up, do you think that Bill Clinton has a battered husband? Do you think every time he steps out of line that she... Because apparently when she found out she'd lost, she punched her campaign manager so hard in the face. Do you think she went home and gave Bill a good hiding that night?
Well, no. I think when Bill saw what was happening with the numbers, he had an emergency phone call. He had to leave. No doubt in my mind. I actually
gotta go, Hillary. Pick up some cigars on the way home.
You know, they had. I had a Secret Service agent that wrote a book about his time with the Clintons there in the White House, and he talked about on a regular basis she used to beat the crap out of him, and he said, and again, I've heard this from others, but he said specifically. They actually had to have a meeting once after she hit him with the vase and really caused him some facial issues. And so they said, you know, how far do we let somebody beat on the leader of the free world? And it doesn't matter that it's his wife.
Right.
You know? But think about how does that conversation go?
Well, you know, in fairness, I don't hold truck with violence of any kind.
Right.
I know I joke about, giving liberals a good swift kicking, but that's for comedic value. I don't hold truck with violence, and I think that we should be in a position in society now where we call this kind of thing out, whoever's the perpetrator of this violence. I mean, I'm sure Barack Obama is a battered husband too. She seems to have like a husband beater.
You know, I look at this stuff, and you're right. I mean, I look at some of this stuff, and I go, oh, my God. You look at these people and say, there's no way that she's not hitting him or she's not browbeating him or what have you. But, you can't prove it. But in the book with the Secret Service agent, he actually calls out several incidents. He said that his job was watch over Billy Bob. And he said when they would be walking down the hall – going past her room. Now, they didn't sleep together, apparently, in the White House. So when they were going down the hall and they would walk past her room, Billy would stop talking because he didn't want to wake her up should she not be up yet. Think about that. That's a whole new form of PTSD, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. When I was a Democrat and I had some shred of respect for Hillary, you know, until I started to kind of like research this whole thing, and then you see what a demon this woman really is. I mean, the trail of bodies. You know, we could talk all night.
Let's talk about the demonic Hillary on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Xander Gibb will still be with us on the other side of the break if we come back fast enough. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply
Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
He was a famous trumpet man. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, whether it's on the air, sending me emails, just being part of the conversation, it's really great to hear from you. Let me just bring him in, because when the tongue starts going faster than the brain, that's a problem. Anyhow, although my brain doesn't move that quick to begin with, so maybe not such a big feat after all. All right, so I forgot.
My name is Xander Gibb.
Xander Gibb, that's right. Xander Gibb joins us from tonight from across the pond. You figured that out.
That's
if you don't
right.
know what that is. Now, You're putting your show back together. What's up? Talk to me.
I am indeed. Yeah, we're starting pretty soon. I'm just putting the finishing touches to the studio, and we're going back to a daily show, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday. And that's going to be 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, and 10 o'clock in the UK. And I don't know what that is in Australia before the Australians start emailing you. You'll have to work it out yourselves. But yes, we will be back before the end of the month, before you know it, because, you know, we gotta get on with this war, because we're in a war right now. And I think that the more of us that are fighting on the right side, the better, really.
Oh, yeah. And people, you know, I was just arguing about, screaming at somebody about this the other night. We get comfortable. We get complacent between
totally,
between elections. And now this year, you look at what's happening, we're getting complacent again. This is so wrong. This is so bad. You know, don't do it, or you know what you're going to end up with? You're going to end up with them trying to impeach Donald Trump, and you're not going to be able to do anything about it. Right?
Either that or you know, the Dems have had like a few wins that are inconsequential, and this spurs them on to think that they can have a Democratic president. I cannot remember who it was, but I remember someone saying, oh, we could have Democrats in every seat across the nation. Yeah, dream on. but we have to keep this fight up. We have to have Donald Trump in the White House for 2 terms of office. And don't forget that the Democrats are sore losers, and what they have done is they've already started to campaign for the next election. And in doing that, that this is why you're hearing all these lies about Donald Trump. Remember, he did this. Remember, he did that. Just base your judgment of Donald Trump of what he's doing while he's in office and how he's affecting these United States. Because I'm sorry, but everything else is just periphery.
Oh, and it's a joke. I mean, it's, look at, again, we watched it happen the other day. We watched, you know, we watched this historic, right, conversation around, what's his name? The little Asian guy, right? North Korea, right? Do people realize how big this is? Do they realize what just took place? You got this guy putting off rockets every couple of weeks or sending them off, still working on the nuclear plant. Now, we know it's not sealed yet, but man, what a great move forward, right?
Absolutely, and what is really gratifying to me is I actually saw a tweet that Rosie O'Donnell put out today. She said the meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un is never going to happen because Donald Trump is going to be impeached before that will ever happen. So let's get this right, Rosie. He was going to be impeached in the first week. He was going to be impeached in the first month. He was going to be impeached in the first week of the second month. He was going to be impeached in the first 6 months. Then in the first year. So why not? Let's just hedge your bets, Rosie, and say it's going to happen in the first term of office, you know, just to be sure.
No, don't you love it? I love this stuff. I love the way, you know, they're so rabid. They're so hateful. They're so nasty. And they call us the rabid, hateful, nasty ones. But they're so hateful, they can't get past any of this. And I think, I don't know. It's just amazing to me. Hey, I don't know if I said this during the break or while we were live. You heard that if you're jonesing for Obama, do you know where you can find him soon? Him and Michelle.
Any drug cartel in Chicago? I give up.
We definitely won't find him in the lower socioeconomic areas of Chicago, that's for sure.
No, definitely not.
So apparently now the $9 subscription that you pay for Netflix will include Michelle and Barack Obama, and their thoughts on life and what have. Right now, they're negotiating for a Netflix series. You think that would be like, that would be the ultimate reality show.
It totally would. I mean, I have to say, I just subscribe to Netflix. I don't have cable here in the UK. So I have Netflix, and they have, like, you get, like, 100 TV channels for free. I mean, the only reason I subscribe to Netflix is because they have the sense to kick Chelsea Handler into touch. Now, if you're telling me that they're going to get the Obamas a show, I think I'm going to have to cancel my subscription. I mean, what would it be called, you know? Bungling it with Baz and Shelley.
God. Yeah, I don't know what you would call it. I can't even imagine, and I don't want you to try to narrate. I can't even imagine what that would look like, reality TV with the Oblamos. I mean,
yeah.
Can you imagine?
Hey, Shelley, we're out of weed.
Oh, God. Oh, I got to stop.
Send your complaints to DenverGiveIt, IDon'tGiveAcrap.com.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
All right. I got to stop and be nice here. All right. So 313,000 jobs created last month. And, you know, they said he couldn't. Remember, they said he couldn't bring back. He'd never be able to bring back coal, the jobs. He'd never turn the coal industry around. I mean, Obama and their crew all just kept talking about how Mr. Trump was going to fail. And what happens today? The stock market closes up over 400 points. We hear the 313,000 jobs, which is way up from what the analysts thought there was going to be. Boy, this Trump guy really sucks, doesn't he?
Absolutely. But you know, what I really love is that every time we get these good news things and, you know, things that the president is doing well, it's all because of Barack Obama.
And this makes me laugh.
I mean, it's a year since Barack Obama, over a year since Barack Obama was in office. So anything that we're seeing now is because of the Donald. Are we allowed to call him the Donald? I'm going to call him the Donald. It's because of the Donald. And I think that ultimately, we have to laugh at these people. You see, I think we have to play liberals at their own game. Let's not get angry with them on social media. Let's just laugh at them now, because this is how ridiculous they're becoming. Because it's results that are important, and it's results that will get Donald Trump reelected. You know, let's face it, Barack Obama has gone. You know, the Donald is here.
Yeah, well, no, but all those things that Barack Obama put in place, apparently it took 9+ years for them to come about.
Yeah, I really don't get that. I mean,
it's just crazy.
I know we don't have the time to do it, but when you think about it, there's not much good that he actually did. And the few good things that he did do, he did them badly.
Oh, yeah. And look, just take North Korea. Let's have a simple conversation around North Korea. His attitude, his process, what he wanted to do was just wait them out, because he's sure he could wait them out. Maybe even throw them some bucks. We're going to wait them out. I mean, can you imagine what our relationship would be like today if Donald Trump was president 8 years ago, to take care of Iran, to take care of Russia, to take care of Afghanistan, Syria? There would be peace. There would be peace. The peace would be so big, so beautiful. You would never have peace like, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that the thing is, at the end of the day, after the first 4 years of Donald Trump running the country, there will be so many hardcore Democrats that will be running over to the right. I think that the actions will just speak for themselves.
But do you I somewhat agree with you. I agree that there's a lot of Democrats who want to jump ship. But they're afraid. They're intimidated.
Yeah.
They've been bullied. I mean, think about it. Look at the crap that you got for, you know, jumping ship, switching sides, whatever, from your own group.
Oh, totally. I was the biggest traitor ever. You know, the gay community, the LGBTQ, ABCDFG community shunned me. I stopped getting invited to speak at anything that was, you know, remotely pertaining to liberal stuff, which was fine. And it took me a long time to build up, you know, my reputation as a conservative. But, you know, I got there in the end. But I look at Diamond and Till. You know, these two black ladies who turned their back on the Democrats and supported Donald Trump, and they really did kind of make a difference. But there are so many other stories like that of people who have been lifelong Democrats that just said, enough is enough. You know, I'm not going to sing, don't worry. And they went off to support Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're up against it. Tell people where to find you.
XanderGibbs.com.
I hate you. You make that so... I got to buy JoeMessina.com, but good luck with that. They want like $20,000 for it, and I ain't worth that much, and I'm the guy paying for it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us in the next hour. He's going to tell us why we hold the House, take more of the Senate, and we'll really get things done next year. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back.